Blog Talk Radio.
Remember one thing, Lord, that you don't come into this world alone. You don't get through it on your own. Everybody needs somebody, and sometimes you lose what you have. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Oh, well, let's get into some praise and worship music here. Here we go.
Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one.
Thank you. So much.
Well, let's get into the first message. After the first message, okay, I'll be answering some phone calls. Okay, listen. The devotional I'm bringing you today, I titled it The Discipline of Simplicity. You see, the Christian life is meant to be marked by simplicity. Jesus summed up our purpose with two statements, love God and love people. But in our humanity, we have made a complex what God designed to be peaceful, purposeful, and simple. A.W. Tozer remarks, in the pursuit of God, every age has its own characteristics. Right now, we are in the age of religious complexity. The simplicity which is in Christ is rarely found among us. And instead, our programs, methods, organizations, and world of nervous activities which occupy time and attention but can never satisfy the longing of the heart. The shallowness of our inner experience, the hollowness of our worship, and that surreal imitation of the world which marks our promotional methods all testify that we this day know only God imperfectly and the peace of God scarcely at all. If we would find God amid all the religious externals, we must first determine to find him and then proceed in the way of simplicity. So may we discover the peace and joy that comes from pursuing a simple Christianity this week. Amen? So often we are kept from living lives marked by joy and peace in our Heavenly Father because our continued pursuit for more. Humanity's first sin was pursuing more than God intended for us. And the enemy continues to entice us with the temptation today. A core value of the world is more money, more fame, more friends, more success, more happiness, more possessions, more of anything because we feel dissatisfied with ourselves. Okay, we are constantly grabbing for that which will never fully satisfy in the present or lead us to a lifestyle of continual satisfaction. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12, "For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so toward you." So, simplicity is a God-given discipline. Proves the dead branches of waste that effectively deplete us of energy, time, and provisions with which God has blessed us. When we make the decision to stop pursuing more, we step in line with the Spirit and place our trust and faith in God rather than our own understanding. You see, at the core of a continual pursuit for more is a lack of faith in God's goodness. If we truly believe God provides all we need, we would never step outside the provision and strive for more. Adam and Eve questioned God's goodness and thereby brought destructive nature of sin into humanity. They decided for themselves what was enough rather than trusting God to know what was best for them. Our own forbidden fruit takes on all sorts of forms. We work our fingers to the bone for a taste of greater success, all the while forgetting who it is we are able to work for in the first place. We take God-given financial provisions and waste on worldly pleasures rather than investing it into which will actually satisfy us. We take what we receive from God and use it to finance self-indulgence rather than sharing it with those whom God wanted us to bless from the beginning. And we take the valuable resources of time and waste it on pursuits that were never God's intention to begin with. We desperately need to transformation of training in the discipline of simplicity in order to experience joy and peace that transcends circumstance and position ourselves through faithfulness to receive more of what God longs to give. We must offer our time, energy, and money to God and follow the guidance of His Spirit and Word. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 says, For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So take time in guided prayer, placing all your treasures in the only place that can offer you eternal investment with your Heavenly Father. So first, meditate on the importance of simplicity, the destructive pursuit of more. Luke chapter 16, verse 13, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17. "Look carefully in how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So secondly, reflect on all areas of your life that are not marked by simplicity. Ask the Spirit to convict you of anything you need to get rid of. It's incredibly important to note the difference between guilt and conviction. Conviction from the Spirit is always done in love, and it will always bring you inner peace and joy as you follow through in obedience. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So thirdly, commit to the ending pursuit of more by trusting in the provision and goodness of your Heavenly Father. Place your trust in Him alone and ask Him to guide you into a lifestyle of simplicity. Therefore, you do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Okay, or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your Heavenly Father knows they need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's Matthew chapter 6, verses 31-33. For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and good, godly sincerity, but by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so toward you. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. So God has different plans for each of His children. He intends for some to live in poverty with absolutely no possessions, while others He wants to bless in abundance, and they may have the privilege of co-laboring with Him in blessing others. Scripture is clear that our God gives good and perfect gifts. He loves to bless His children. To live simply, we just need to live in continual relationship with the Holy Spirit and allow Him to show us what gifts are from Him and whether they are for our benefit or pleasure or to give away to others. May you find greater depths of peace as you grow in trusting God and following the perfect and abundant leadership of the Holy Spirit. Well, to bring this devotion more into light, I highly suggest you read 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Amen? All right. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. Let's get down to the most important question of them all. And that is, do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If you do not, that's okay, because you will have a chance to do so in a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are? You're not knowing which way is up or down? You're dazed and confused, scratching your head, wondering what's going on? Are you lost but are needing to be found? There's only one person that can find you, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, He can send you on a direction that He wants you to go upon. Okay? And you'll never be lost again. Or you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, okay, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, internet, gaming. Whatever it may be, God can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. And if He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is, are you ready to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life? If so, I want you to say the simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you once again for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. You know, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all of the angels, and everyone in heaven rejoices that you decided to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight. So if you've done so, I would really like you to call into this number, area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. So once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key. I hope to hear from you all soon. Okay, we're going to play some more music. Okay?
Strong in mind.
Here. If you'd like to pull out your Bibles and read along with me, we're going to take off where we left off last time in Job. And today we're going to start with,
start with the chapter and verse.
Just 1 minute, I got a little ahead of myself here. There we go. So with Job 28, Psalm 17, 6 through 8, Proverbs 4, 18 and 19 is where we're going to start. So if you'd like to read along with me, we'll get started. Surely there is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelted from ore. Man puts an end to darkness and searches every recess for ore in the darkness and in the shadow of death. He breaks open a shaft away from the people in places forgotten by feet. They hang far away from men. They swing to and from. As for the earth, from it comes bread, but underneath it is turned up as by fire. Its stones are the source of sapphires, and it contains gold dust. That path no bird knows, nor has the falcon's eye seen it. The proud lions have not trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed over it. He puts his hand on the flint. He overturns the mountains at the roots. He cuts out channels in the rocks, and his eyes see every precious thing. He dams up the streams from trickling. What is hidden, he brings forth to light. But where can wisdom be found? And where is this place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. The deep say, it's not in me, and the sea says, it's not in me. It cannot be purchased for gold, nor can silver be weighed for its price. It can't be valued in the gold of Ophir, in precious onyx or sapphire. Neither gold nor crystal can equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewelry of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or quartz, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. From where, then, does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard a report about it with our ears. God understands its way, and he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens to establish a weight for the wind and apportion the waters by measure. When he made a law for the rain and a path for the thunderbolt, then he saw wisdom and declared it. He prepared it indeed. He searched it out, and to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Job further continued his discourse and said, oh, that I was as in months past, as in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were around me, when the steps were bathed with cream, and the rock poured out rivers of oil for me, when I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat in the open square, the young men saw me and hid, and the aged arose and stood. The princes refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouths. The voices of nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw, it approved me, because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless, and the one who had no helper. The blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind. I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor. I searched out the cases that I did not know. I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked the victim from his teeth. And then I said, I shall die in my nest and multiply my days as the sand. My root is spread out to the waters, and the dew lies all night on my branch. My glory is fresh within me, and my bow is renewed in my hand. So we're going to move down a little farther. We're going to take it down to Psalm 17:6-8. And that says to us, I have called upon you, for you will hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand. Oh, you save those who trust in you from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye, and hide me under the shadow of your wings. And we're going to finish up today with Proverbs 4:18-19, one that is something that, one, that I personally like, and you'll probably understand why. It goes something like this. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever bright unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. I really hope that you've enjoyed what I've been doing. I've been trying to take over, helping Ken out a little bit, getting people to read the Word of the Bible, because I know not many people have a chance to do that on a daily basis. So we like to share at God Rainbow's Ministry the Word of God straight from the Bible directly to your ear so that you can learn exactly what the Word was meant to sound like. So I'm going to let you go now. Thank you for having me again. I'm going to turn you back over to Ken, and y'all have a good evening.
Stick around. You're going to say the closing prayer.
I'll be right here.
All right. I'm sorry, guys. I'm feeling under the weather right now, and so I'm going to end the show a little early. And with that being said, I'm going to let Tony do the closing prayer, okay, and then you can always come back and listen to tomorrow night, okay, for the prayer, praise, and worship hour, okay, and it's at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. All right.
Oh, oh, Heavenly Father, bless all of those who came together tonight to hear the word. Bless those who enjoy Ken. Bless those who enjoy Tony F. It's all we can do, Lord, to bring the word to those who want it and who need it. We realize that we will fight the evil to push your godly ways in your word. But it is a battle we are willing to fight. In your word, we pray for the strength, and you give the strength to all of our listeners to know that one day we will all be together in the glory of your arms. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tony. All righty. Well, I'm going to say God bless you and good night. And thank you for tuning in. And like I said, I hope to see you back here tomorrow night for prayer, praise, and worship. Okay, and that's at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Bye-bye. Same godly time, same godly channel. Rainbow's God Ministry. Remember, His rainbow light shines on you all, and we love all the rainbow children.
There we do. Amen.